In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations to our students who are here for their presentation mass, for our first communicants who are not first communicants yet, their first confession. You have to do your first confession before you do your first communion. And congratulations to our confirmation students. It's coming close. And guess what? A week from today begins Holy Lent with Ash Wednesday. And on that day, we abstain from eating meat. And we fast if you're over a certain age and you're in good health. Now, why do we abstain from eating meat? Is it because meat is somehow unclean? Is it because meat is somehow evil? No. We do it to mark the day as something special. And we do it to remember and commemorate the death of our Lord upon the cross. It's a very different attitude from what our Jewish fathers and mothers in the faith had towards what they called unclean food. What would be unclean food for them? It was certain animals in the Law of Moses were considered to be unclean. That when that means is if you ate them, it would separate you from God. Things like pork, pigs, shellfish, buzzards. Not that anyone would really want to eat a buzzard, but if you did, it would be unclean. And that's just a short list of the animals that were unclean. And the reason they were considered to be unclean was because they ate carrion. That's your word for today. C-A-R-R-I-O-N. It means dead animals. So they were considered to be unclean. And that if you ate them, they separated you from God. And Judaism is not the only religion that has the idea of unclean foods. From Judaism, in Islam, they also consider pork to be unclean. Also, any meat which is not butchered in the proper way, it's not halal. Also, in Hinduism, they don't eat beef. What Jesus tells us is something different. What Jesus tells us in today's gospel is that nothing that you eat will separate you from God. So that is good news for all of us who like cheeseburgers. Because cheeseburgers are also would be considered unclean according to the Law of Moses, because you never eat dairy products and meat at the same time. What makes us unclean? What separates us from God? Doing bad things, committing sins. That's what separates us from God. And so we avoid those things because we don't want to be separated from God. We want to be with God. Because being with God is the source of happiness, both in this life and in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.